I have to admit, I don't really want to preach about the law today. We see Paul explaining the sense of law and death that was attached to it. Law was given so that people could know their sin. Not that they could be saved through it, but that they would know their sin and they would avoid sinful action. We do not fulfill the law in the sense of as it was given on Mount Sinai. I say that differently. We are not held to the law as it is given. Jesus makes it very clear that he came to fulfill it. His fulfillment of the law has led to us having other means of living in accordance with the Spirit. And as Paul says at the beginning, the Spirit is what gives life, not the law, not the letter of the law. So we understand that Jesus has fulfilled things, and so because of that, we act differently than the Jews of Jesus' time and all of the hundreds of commandments that they observed. And the last time you ate bacon, you broke the law of Moses. But the reality is that in Jesus Christ, all foods have been made clean. So, I said I didn't really want to talk about the law. There's something else in Paul's letter yesterday that came out, and again, I see it, an inkling of it. And that is, having confidence through Christ towards God, but not that of ourselves we are qualified to take credit for anything that comes from us. It is the understanding, my brothers and sisters, that when someone is called to something, the call itself qualifies. The call itself qualifies. The example that comes to mind is when Jesus is walking on the water in the midst of the storm, and he says to Peter, you know, don't be afraid, it is I. And Peter responds, if it is you, then bid me come to you. It's literally a call. So Jesus says, come. Now, Peter walks on the water because Peter has webbed feet. He's got greater gifts, human gifts, than any of the other apostles. No, Peter walks in the water because Jesus called him to do it. If Peter had, you know, stepped out on the water and Andrew, who was there, was like, well, if Peter can do it, I can do it, and he jumps over the side, he's going to sink. Jesus didn't call him to this. If had Andrew asked, Jesus might have called him as well. Come, Andrew. But it is the call to Peter that provides what is necessary for Peter to do what he has been called to do. Paul alludes to that today in his letter to the Corinthians, that it is the call that they have received to which they are responding and acting, and therefore there is grace active in their life. And they can't take credit for it. It is the call that has been given to them. He was called to be an apostle. Read the Acts of the Apostles. Set aside Barnabas and Paul. We're going to pray with them, and they are going to be sent. A specific call and given to them. Their job to be faithful to that call in order to accomplish these things. That's what I wanted to talk about today. My brothers and sisters, what are you called to? And we have a Catholic mindset. which means, oh, well, a call, a vocation is either priesthood, religious life, or married life, or consecrated single life. That's the callings of the Catholic Church, right? Did you do the Knights of Columbus posters when you were kids like I did? Those are the four calls. Have you ever thought that your baptism was a call? Nope, my baptism was just forced on me, Father. My parents did it when I was a kid. Godparents were there, they took pictures, I got presents, got dunked in the water. Well, I'm sorry to say something contrary to that, but if God did not want you to be one of his beloved sons and daughters, he would not have called you to baptism. I know that you were too young to respond on your own for many of you, but it is a call that is on your life. Maybe I'll talk more about this tomorrow because I'm going to go long. Is there a call on your life by your baptism? And if yes, what is that call? And it's very important that you know it. Why? Because if you are called to it, then you have the grace to respond to the call. To not understand that you have been called in baptism means I don't have to worry about it. And it also means that as I face to face with things and struggle and this and that and wonder what's wrong with me or this or that, or I'm looking beyond for something else, then I miss this. I miss the grace that is a part of my baptism. I miss the grace that is a part of my call that has come to me to be a beloved son, to be a beloved daughter of God. A call to be reconciled with God by the grace of Jesus Christ, by his life, his death, and his resurrection, and to live my life in that communion and to abide in that love and mercy. It's a little bit of what you are called to. And it is a call, my brothers and sisters. And if you are called to it, there is grace sufficient to respond to it. I didn't talk about priesthood. I didn't talk about consecrated religious life. I didn't talk about being a consecrated single, nor about being married. I said you have a call by your baptism. So, you got homework. What is that call? What is that call? What do I become through baptism? What is that call on my life? Amen.